Check one, check two. You're listening to Boyfriend On Demand.
Hi, I'm Joshua Von Drake, the voice of Boyfriend On Demand. And I have a very special guest, Miss Inka Magnay.
How special?
Very special. Just like the episode we're going to have.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to finally be with the Boyfriend of Cutprint Podcast Network.
I'm actually more excited that you're here because technically you're my senior in the ASMR community.
I am. Yeah. Good boy.
Thank you. Okay, so yeah, today we're going to have a very special episode. I'm going to answer all the questions that you wanted to ask me, all the questions you've submitted, even the spicy ones.
No, I like this episode because I was telling the team that you as Joshua don't always get a chance to kind of tell people who you really are. And like, you specialize in intimate content. And I feel like one of the most intimate things you can do is tell people about yourself and be open. And that's something you've never done. And I'm going to give you the opportunity to do that to your followers.
Well, hope you like the real Joshua Von Drake. So, yeah, Happy New Year.
Happy New
Year. It's 2023. So how's your new year so far?
My new year was so nice. You know, what I find that has been... Do you tell people how old you are?
I do, but not my audience.
Not your audience.
Not my audience.
Is that something that you want to tell them? No, not necessarily.
Well, I guess so, because I don't want to break the immersion. That's why I've been putting off doing content like this. But this being a very special episode, I'm going to tell you right now. I am 30 years old.
30 years old. Yes. I truly am your senior because I just turned 34. And what's interesting about as like you grow older, it's like you're happier with quieter things.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like before, when we were younger, I think like early 20s, mid-20s, you're always looking for something big.
Exciting.
Exciting, right? And you're just like having like a Christmas or New Year celebration with your family. And then you're just like, oh, what am I going to do after this? You know what I mean? But for New Year's, we spent it at my brother's condo. And then we didn't even like have fireworks on our own. We just watched everyone else's fireworks in the city. And at like 11:30 already, like before the fireworks began, I was already so tired. I wanted to go home. And right after, I went home. I went to sleep. I hugged my dog because he was having a traumatic night. The fireworks and everything. And then that's it.
Actually, that's almost the same as how I spent my New Year.
There you go.
Like, even before midnight, I wanted to go to bed so badly.
Right? You're just like, okay, New Year, whatever.
Hey, it's a New Year.
Exactly.
Speaking of New Year, you have any plans or goals for this year?
I do have a lot of things that I want to do. My problem is, can I do it?
I think that's a problem we all have,
right? You know, like we're always looking for the whatever big thing that we want to do. It's just managing the energy that we have, right? So it's like
the little energy we have.
Exactly. That's why we're sleepy on New Year's. What about you?
Well, my immediate goal is to get back in shape for my followers.
Love that. So what have you been doing?
Well, I've been trying to develop more skills. Like I've been doing some woodworking.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I've been doing clay sculpting recently.
Wait, so like lumberjack fantasy and ghost fantasy is what you're saying?
Yeah, essentially. That's the purpose of the beard.
Wow! Do you have flannel?
I do.
I love it. Okay.
Moving on from New Year plans, how about Valentine's Day plans?
Valentine's Day plans. You know, right now I'm still winging it because I'm looking at so many things that we can do. My boyfriend and I, because I have a boyfriend, we just got back from Caliraya.
Okay.
It's a lake here in the Philippines for those listening. And it was great because we were situated in a lake house and it was floating on the water and it was so nice. except that it was raining literally the entire time, never stopped. Like, the only time the rain, quote-unquote, stopped was, it was just like a shower. So we just stayed in the whole day.
Cuddled, you know, drinking coffee.
Yes.
But, you know, that scenario where you're in a lake house and it's raining all day, that's, I don't know, an ASMR listener's fantasy.
It is. Yeah, right? It is. I have videos where, because our lake house was, the doors were like completely glass and it's just like curtains. So,
oh,
and
spicy.
Yeah, curtains and then bed and then that's it. So I can just literally open the curtain and it's like a lake right there and it's raining. And then like you open the window or like the door and then the wind comes in and there are like some droplets that come in with the wind. And it's just, it was so
relaxing.
Peaceful. Yeah. It was so peaceful. Imagine. My God.
Maybe next time I'll probably bring someone.
You should. Yeah. You should. And then we'll get to that later because I know that we have some questions here for you that we want answered. But also, side note, I think you need to do a lake house episode.
If my producer's listening, yeah, we should do a lake house episode.
I can be your source material.
Okay, speaking of episodes, let's get into ASMR for a bit.
Okay.
I know, well, technically, I don't know. I don't consider myself an ASMR artist.
You don't?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I guess I just don't classify myself as one. I just prefer the term content creator.
Right.
But,
yeah, because your type of content is not safe for NSFW content, role play. So it's not necessarily ASMR.
Yes, because When I first heard of ASMR, it's all about the sound triggers, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I started, I don't know about you, but that's how I got into ASMR.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all about, you know, scratching the microphone and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. What were your sound triggers?
I don't know. Like, I've been into chiropractic ASMR recently. You know, bone cracking.
Interesting. Isn't that, like, startling? Yeah, Casey, breathe
really,
in, but... breathe out, relax.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, your podcast, Sleeping Pill, is an ASMR podcast.
Yes, it is. And I classify it as that because when I got into ASMR, that was like 8 years ago, 10 years ago even, maybe more.
So it's been a long time.
Because 10 years ago, I was 24. Oh my God. Okay. So, moving on.
That's a clue.
But yeah, I started consuming ASMR content because I have an anxiety disorder also. So, I found that the only thing that would relax me was this type of video that my sister was the one who discovered. She's like, you should watch this.
Oh, so your sister's the gateway.
She was the first one. You should watch this. It's this girl. She's brushing her hair and she's rambling on about her day. And I was like, the hell? What is that? And she's like, just try. It's so nice. I don't know what it is. It's so relaxing. Okay. And then when I watched it, I was like, oh my God.
It is.
And that's it. Like, I started consuming ASMR content. And what I did was because there was no such thing as like Spotify yet or these like online platforms that would host audio, I would rip the sound from those YouTube videos.
YouTube to MP3 converter? YouTube,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I would put it in my iPod.
Illegally.
Allegedly. I didn't actually do that. But let's just say for the story I did. And then I would listen to that. Every time I would feel a panic attack coming on, and I was thinking, I want to do this for other people. Because I kept trying to look for more and more and more, and I couldn't find it because it was such a niche type of content before.
Exactly.
So I wanted to get into it to help maybe add. And now there's so many, which is good. Yeah, I was going to ask you, how did you start doing like ASMR type content?
That's interesting because... doing ASMR content wasn't part of my plan, because I never envisioned myself doing this kind of stuff. My plans growing up was to graduate college,
right?
Get a normal job and stuff like that.
Did you graduate college?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay, okay. So at least that part of the plan.
Yeah,
was,
yeah, yeah.
Okay, good.
But you know, doing this kind of stuff, you know, doing a podcast, being a content creator, wasn't part of my plan. So actually, Boyfriend on Demand started because of a suggestion.
Upon whose suggestion?
A friend of mine suggested that I should do ASMR content as a joke.
Okay, as a joke.
As a joke.
Okay,
and
okay.
I said, what the hell? Why not?
Yeah.
And I did it, and then fans started messaging me, which
did
was
they?
Interesting, because they were thanking me, saying that the show has helped them relax, stuff like that.
Yeah, I got those messages too. And it's so nice, though.
Yeah, it's so nice. It was so nice that I thought to myself that, you know what? Maybe I should do this for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though it's not part of my plan, other people need this, you know? And so I started, I continued, and here we are. 2 years in.
So your ASMR content for, like, as a joke, did you always start it as, like, NSFW?
No. When I started, I took inspiration from other ASMR content creators.
So yeah.
Actually, I took inspiration from you.
Oh, thank you. Why, thank you.
And so I wanted to help people relax.
Yeah.
To deal with their, I guess, mental struggles. And so that's the whole point of Boyfriend on Demand in the beginning.
Yeah.
But then as more and more people started listening, they wanted more explicit content.
So it changed because of your audience.
Yes. Because I don't know. It's not like I'm a people pleaser, but I also want to make people happy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, it's not that you're a people pleaser. It's just that you are.
Yeah, I guess. A little bit. Not too much, but a little bit.
Just kind of. And how... Oh, God. I have a question here that I want to ask, but I'll save it for later.
So, yeah. Yeah, enough about me. Well, this episode is about me, I guess.
Yeah, I mean...
is there anything you want to say to the ASMR community or to the people who consume ASMR content?
Just that, you know, I'm so happy that it's become a more accepted form of content that people that people listen to, and because before I had to hide that I was watching this girl like reaching out to me like that and saying it's okay, like whatever, and then they're like, people peeking behind me, what the hell are you watching? I'm like, nothing. It's nothing. But now it's
so,
like...
So did you listen to ASMR stuff like in the dead of night just so people won't catch you?
I would listen to it at work. And, you know, because people would be like, what are you watching? But also I'd get shy, and also I didn't care at the same time because I wanted to listen to ASMR at that time, and I would. And then I would be like, you know, you should totally listen to this. And I remember, because I know ASMR as a type of content. I mean, when I was consuming ASMR before, it never occurred to me that it could be NSFW. And then I made someone listen to that thing that I was watching, because he was like, what is that? So I was like, here, listen to this. It's so nice. It's so relaxing. And then he listened to it, and then he was like, I'm feeling tingles in my special area. And I'm like, you're disgusting. Okay. Because it wasn't even meant to be for that. But I think that's when I was awakened to the fact that it could be.
That ASMR could be anything.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess another message that to the ASMR communities that... one, that it's more accepted, and two, any kind of ASMR content is ASMR content. Whatever makes you happy or relaxed. You know, yours is NSFW content, but the thing is, you give people a place to act out their fantasies or to live out their fantasies, or to, you give them like a happy place. So at this point of the podcast, we're going to switch places. Now I'm going to be on top and be asking you the questions. Okay, so your beloved BOD team has asked your very active community to send in some questions for you that they would love for you to answer. So I will be going through these questions. So question number one, where do you get ideas or inspirations for your audios? I know it can be hard sometimes. Thank you for reading. And that was from Eliza Faya.
Wow, nice name.
Right?
Yeah. At the beginning, I actually took my inspiration from anime, Japanese light novels, and then hentai. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, more towards the end, I got it from porn.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. But now I have a very talented writer who creates my scenarios for me.
Amen.
And so, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I like that it's become more. So your audience, is it primarily women?
Yes.
Primarily women. I love it. Hello, ladies. Okay, next question. I get to choose, right? Which one? Because there's so many questions here.
There's a lot of questions.
Mm-mm. So, okay, I'm going to have you choose podcast questions or personal questions.
Okay, let's switch things up a bit and let's go with personal questions.
I like it. Okay. Are you single?
Well, it depends.
It depends who's asking.
Technically, I have thousands of girlfriends. Ooh. Maybe even thousands of boyfriends.
That's true. Yeah. You have thousands of partners.
But yeah. Personally, no. I don't have a girlfriend.
Interesting. And when you do your ASMR, do you imagine, like, a girlfriend?
Yes. But not anyone specific. Sometimes, yeah. Like, maybe Emilia Clarke.
I love her. I love her too. Okay, next question. Podcast question or personal?
Let's go with podcast questions.
Okay. Question from Elf4517. Okay. When ASMRists make the kissy sounds, do they just kiss their hands? What do they do?
when I used to do this alone, I used Foley sounds from the internet. So so I took kissing sounds from the internet and I guess mashed it into my audios.
Right, right.
But now, yeah, I do kissy sounds by kissing my hand. Like this.
Interesting. Very interesting. Personal question next. Let me choose which one here. How do you define the difference between sex and making love?
Oh my God. That's a very difficult question to answer. I don't know. I think it's more into how much effort I put into foreplay.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. So if it's just sex to you, you're not going to put effort into foreplay?
A little bit, but like, oh my God, am I really going to say this? Like, let's say we're just going to have sex, right? And sure, I'll probably make you come with foreplay. But if we're in a relationship or if we're going to make love, I'll probably make you come multiple times. First, before we do it.
I see. Okay. Interesting. A giving man. That's what they like. Now, next question. Podcast. Do you script everything or do you freestyle some parts? The entire audio? Thank you for your question, Tiffin.
While I do have a general script for how the episode will play out, I do freestyle some of it, you know, like let's say this specific part doesn't really fit the character, so I'll
you're like, yeah, I'm gonna change
my own twist on it. Yeah,
Interesting. And let's go with a last personal question before we skip to all the spicy questions. Exactly. This one is from Lisa Lely, 8985. Hi, I hope you're having a great day. First, let me say that I just found your channel and I have been enjoying it so far. Keep up the great work. Let me get to the questions. Feel free to skip the ones you don't want to answer. 1. Your favorite hobbies. 2. Games you're playing and like to play. 3. Favorite movies or shows. And 4. Your favorite video that you made in this channel.
So, as for my favorite hobbies, I don't know. I think you'd consider me a very boring person because I like to tinker with electronics, you know, keyboards and stuff.
Interesting.
Like building my own computer. I do play a lot of games, such as Red Dead Redemption, Elden Ring, most recently Days Gone, you know, that zombie shooter survival thing. For my favorite movie or show, maybe How I Met Your Mother. The original one.
Yeah. The original one, yeah.
And as for my favorite video on this channel, it's probably the episode where I do shower sex. Probably that one, yeah.
I haven't heard that. Great questions, and thank you for your answers. Now, let's get to the spicy stuff. I'm sure everyone's waiting. There are so many explicit questions that your community has sent in, so thank you to everyone. Unfortunately, we can't get to all of them today. So what we're going to do is I'm going to give you 3 questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, good. First question. Do your friends or family know that you have this channel?
I do, but I don't ever want them to see me recording.
So for people watching or listening, Josh goes to a studio and goes inside a booth, and outside the booth in the control room, they have a sound editor and their producer and their writer. So there's like at least 2 people in the room while Josh makes all the spicy stuff for you. Very nice.
It gets awkward though.
I don't know. I think it makes you guys all the more closer. Next question. What is your most and least favorite sex position and why?
I see. Probably my favorite position is probably dog style. I don't know. I feel like I'm in control. And
yeah.
The reason why cowgirl is my least favorite is because I'm not the one in control.
You're a dom.
Probably. Maybe.
It's totally the opposite. The cowgirl is totally the opposite of dog style. Dang. Okay. And the last question for today. What is your best technique to last long during sex? And the funny thing is, I read a thread about this on Reddit. And they say stuff like doing long division or thinking about your grandma, things like that. So it's like, okay, let's not focus on something else. What is yours?
My technique is very simple. I masturbate before I have sex.
Now you know. Yeah. Works every time. Wow.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for those wonderful questions.
Enlightening conversation. I'm so happy to get to talk to you today.
No, the pleasure is all mine. I want to thank you for doing this for me.
Of course.
For being on a very special episode of Boyfriend on Demand.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, guys. Okay, so I'm sure you guys have been waiting for the special announcement, and here it is. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Boyfriend on Demand is returning for its 6th season. Spicier, bolder, and better than ever.
Wait a minute. How do you even get spicier than you already are?
Okay, check this out.
What's wrong? I know what's on your mind when you make that face.
You miss me, don't you? Don't worry. Just sit still and look pretty. Yeah? If you're an obedient and patient plaything for me, I'll reward you. How does that sound? I'll make sure you're well fed for waiting. Catch the season premiere of Boyfriend on Demand Season 6 on Saturday, February 18, 12 p.m. PHT. Think you can take the heat?
So, once again, thank you guys for watching or listening to this very special episode of Boyfriend on Demand, and thank you to Miss Inka Magnaye for joining me.
Happy to be here.
So, any last message to the audience?
Just that... trust that Josh will always be here to take care of you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. So anyway, I guess I'll catch you guys when Boyfriend on Demand comes back.